Proclamation number 5832 of 21st of December, 1953. Birth of Jesus. Light. Christmas. You shall return home to the Father, and you shall be eternally blessed. And in order to achieve this aim, I do everything because I love you from the beginning and will love you for eternity. I will never allow my adversary to take possession of you forever, because you are children of my love, and love never ever renounces what is its share. And thus you will also understand why I myself descended to earth in the midst of my adversary's world to my living creations which had separated themselves from me. My adversary wanted to dispute my share, he wanted to keep it eternally separated from me, and he had my creatures under his control. Therefore I had to release them from this power if I wanted to bring them back to me again. For this reason I descended to earth, for my love drew me to the wretched man and wanted to give him inconceivable happiness again. And my love found a way to return the fallen one to the Father's house. I myself took all guilt upon myself towards my adversary and paid the purchase price to him for all souls in the depths. I sacrificed myself, I gave my life on the cross, and thus I manifested myself in a human being because the sacrificial work had to be done in the midst of people and because only that which was visibly happening to them could have meaning for people. Because people themselves would have had to pay the guilt and because such an atonement made by people would have meant endless suffering and pain in earthly life, which my love wanted to relieve people of, I came to earth. Love took on a human form. In the infant Jesus my spirit of love took abode for the purpose of a unique work of mercy. For what the man Jesus took upon himself and wanted to accomplish was so immense that it was only possible through my strength of love, which the man Jesus acquired in excess in order to be able to suffer and die for his fellow human beings. He accomplished the act of salvation with me, or I accomplished it myself in the man Jesus. Thus I became a human being. Jesus became God because he contained love in all its fullness within himself. There is no greater mystery than God's incarnation in Jesus, and yet this mystery is also comprehensible to the human being who has grasped the concept of love, who seeks the reason in my infinite love for my living creations. That eternal love embedded itself in a human being who achieved his own deification of his own free will through love. I could only manifest myself in such a human being, and I proved to people through an unusual birth and its accompanying symptoms that I had chosen the right external form for myself. That only a sinless form could be my abode, but which now had to voluntarily shape itself such that it became and remained the vessel of divine strength of love, even when opposing forces acted upon it and tried to displace me from it. Jesus, the human being, had to strive for and achieve deification and, as a human being, redeem the guilt of sin, yet love determined his act of salvation, which he could never have accomplished without love. Deepest darkness had covered the earth before, for all people were still at the mercy of the Prince of Darkness who did not allow any light to reach them. Then the light descended from above and brought light into the darkness, so that it should never go out again. And anyone who remembers the Divine Redeemer, who allows himself to be redeemed by my love, who places himself under his cross and who walks the path that Jesus walked, will walk in the light. The path of love and suffering. Amen.